Vrindavan Mahimamrita Ki Jai. Page 298, chapter 9, verse 16. Hati durlava parasha vasaya vasaya sahitu durgata twayime krita savendriyas shatrur ha brindaranya kim nu me bhavita. O Vrindavan, I have a great desire to reside in the most rare abode. But since my senses are the greatest enemies, it seems impossible for me to attain residence in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Alas, what will become of me? Alas, what will become of me? Kim nu me bhavita. Now we have another translation here we can read over here. Even though you are very difficult to attain, O Vrindavan, I still hope that I may reside within your boundaries. Now my senses have become enemies. O Vrindavan, what will become of me? So here Saraswati Pad is speaking to Vrindavan in the first person. Vrindavan is a person, not it. He and she. Everything is he and she in the spiritual world. There's no it. It's all personal pronouns. So you are very difficult to attain, as if he's Vrindavan is a person, because Vrindavan is a person. Krishna is a person. Purusha, Purushottama. And this is Purushottam Dham. Lila Purushottam Dham, Sri Vrindavan. Lila Purushottam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. This is the whole idea. Prabhupada has come to bring us to the land of personality. Take us out of Nirvishesh Lok and Shunyavad Lok. Right? Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Nirvishesh Lok and Shunyavad Lok. Bring us to the Purushottam Dham, the person, the Dham of the personality of Godhead. And he's speaking to Vrindavan as if Vrindavan has ears. Vrindavan has ears, Vrindavan has eyes. Vrindavan has a mouth, hands. We saw this in the Govardhan Leela, that Vrindavan has mouth and hands. Anyor, anyor. To those in Nirvishesh Shunyavad consciousness, Govardhan is a rock. Indra saw Govardhan as a pile of rocks. Vrishvasi saw Krishna there. Bhav Jishti. And Krishna, they saw him there, and he was there, and he is there. So Vrindavan is also Krishna. Shakti, Radha. Vrindavan is Radha. Vrindeshwari Radha is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Vrindavaneshwari. Vrindavanan Prityajya Ekam Param Nagachati. That applies to Radhika and also Shyam. Radharani doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan, and neither does Krishna. Vyogini Radha, Vyogini Krishna, Samyogini Radha, Samyogini Krishna, Mathura Krishna, Dwarka Krishna, Kurukshetra Krishna. So the land has ears, the land of Vrindavan has ears, the trees of Vrindavan have ears and eyes. When we lie in the ground of Vrindavan, in a lila stali, vamshivat, nidivan, radhakan, manasabhavangat, prem sarovara, pili pukur, gokul, mahavan, any place, manasiganga, when we lie down there, we speak to Vrindavan. We speak to the land of Vrindavan. O Vrindadevi, O Vrindavan, please give me your shelter. Please give me your mercy. Show me your pastimes that are playing in your heart. All these pastimes of Krishna are playing in the heart of Vrindavan. And the heart of Vrindavan is in every single grain of dust in Vrindavan. Every single grain of dust in Vrindavan contains the heart of Vrindavan. And the heart of Vrindavan is Radha Krishna Yuga Milan. So every single particle of dust in Vrindavan contains the union of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna have ears. Angana yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. So when we lie in the dust of Vrindavan or anywhere, then we pray to the dust. Please benedict me, please purify me, please bless me, please grant me entrance into your heart. Even one particle of dust of your heart. Vrindavan has millions and billions of hearts scattered everywhere throughout the holy Dham of Vrindavan. Millions and billions of hearts, every particle of dust is a heart particle. It is suffused with the love of Radha and Krishna. It's like our human body. The blood is circulating everywhere, every tiny little capillary and vein and artery and all these minute tubes and vessels. And many vessels, and the nourishment, the oxygen, the blood is going everywhere. In the same way, Radha Krishna's love is suffusing everywhere. It's spreading throughout Vrindavan. Their consciousness, their love, their mercy, their kindness, their lila. So he's speaking, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's realizing what I'm saying. He's seeing it, he's writing about it. He's trying to open up our vision, open up our minds. Open your heart, open your mind. Then you can really see. It's impossible to see with a closed mind and a closed heart. You see nothing but your own ego. With a closed mind and a closed heart, all you can see is the surface of your ego. Alas! You are very, very difficult to attain. Let's look at the Sanskrit here. Ati durlab para asha. My asha, my desire to para, to get my feet over here or to touch this place, it's you're very far away. Ati durlab. Durlab means love. Lava means to attain, and dura means difficult. And ati means very, 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 very difficult to attain. This is Brajadam. Asha vasa. My asha is your vasa. Asha means my hope, my desire, my aspiration. Asha, aspiration. Aspiration. Vas. Sahi tu durgata twayi me. There's a lot of dur here. a lot of dur, not much su. All dur. Durgata. Durgata twayi me. My enemies are my Krita Sarvendriya Shatru. That's what they say. We have no enemies in this world but our mind and senses. Every single jiva is a Jata Shatru. This is an appellation, a term of reference or appreciation for King Yudhisthira. A Jata Shatru means for this great saintly King Yudhisthira, an enemy was never born. He didn't have Gupta Shatru. Some unfortunate souls have Gupta Shatru, hidden enemies that manifest from the environment to disturb them in the form of demigods or people or other living entities, Adibhautika Klesha, Gupta Shatru. But Saraswati Pad is rightly saying that the only enemies I have are my Indriya Shatru. My enemies. The enemy is within. There are no enemies without. Lord Brahma realized that when he came to Vrindavan. He thought that Krishna was an enemy to his supremacy. He thought that Krishna was challenging his godhood with his boyhood form. So then he realized that actually I'm suffering from ignorance. I can't understand that this little boy is God. But now I do. After I became bewildered. First I was bewildered by my ignorance. So I couldn't understand his identity. And then when I looked closer at him, and then he showed all millions of Vishnu forms coming in and out of his body simultaneously. surrounded by all the same coward boys, exactly duplicate replicas of the ones I locked in the cave. So these are the real ones and those are false ones, or mine are real and these are false, or they're both real. He was Vimohan. Then in that state he finally realized, yes, I my lack of perception is due to my krita, my vipakam. Tateno kampam shushimikshamano banjana vatmana kritam vipakam. Ridvag vapubira vidadan namaste jiveti yo mukti pare sadayavak. Oh, Krishna, your little tiny feet, which are not much bigger than the calf's feet. So that's why your mother calls you Vatsa, because you have calf-like feet and you're a calf-like boy. So she calls you, oh, Vatsa. Hey, Vatsa. But those feet can take me to the spiritual world. This jiva, the jiveti yo mukti para. Pade Sadayavak. Your Muktipad. Your little Gopal Pad. Your Gopal, your Govinda, your Gopal. Your Gopal, not Govinda yet, your Gopal. Your Gopal Pad, your little feet of Gopal, Bala Gopal, you can take me to liberation. So this is the point. It's very difficult to find Krishna in the Govardhan Hill for Indra. It's very hard to find Krishna in the trees and Vrindavan, but everywhere Krishna's here and Radha's here. So Saraswati Pad is praying, O Vrindavan, I have a desire to reside in the most rare abode, but my senses are my greatest enemies. It seems impossible. What will become of me? That's from this one book, and then another translation again. Oh, you're very difficult to attain. Vrindavan, oh, Vrindadevi, Vrindavan, Mata. I still hope that I may reside within your boundaries. Within your boundaries. What is it? Trasi Kosh means the Ras Mandal. The boundary. Boundary means a circle. Some confined area is a boundary. It's not open end. It's not a straight line. It's a boundary. It's closed. Chatikar was closed. So this is boundaries. So he's saying, I want to reside within your boundaries, which means I want to be in the shelter of your love. Please wrap your loving arms around me, Vrindadevi, Vrindavan. Don't let me lose your shelter. Shelter means the protection. Shelter means nourishment. Shelter means happiness. Shelter means fulfillment. So she's saying, please give me residence within your boundaries. Let me be bound within this prem perimeter, within the prem perimeter of this Brajadam, Trasi Kosh. Why is there Trasi Kosh? Trasi means 84. Because if you stay within this 84 Koshas, you'll never have to see the 8,400,000 species of life. Haribo. That's why it's 84. 84 times 2 is 168 square miles. Right? 2 Koshas in a square mile. It represents that. 84 to the 100th power, or whatever, 1,000th power. One who dies in Vrindavan doesn't get a material body. So there's no more 8,400,000 species. Rajadamaki. Now the next text. Text 17. Astu me naraka koti siddhyatu nishtam nache shivaro dayatam shirada charnam buja madrimala vastu no bhavet chitila. Even if I have to suffer hellish conditions, even if my ambitions are not satisfied, and even if Krishna does not bestow his mercy on me, still my greed for the lotus feet of Sri Radha does not diminish. Astu me naraka koti. Naraka koti sounds like more than hellish conditions. Naraka koti means that I'll be in hell for millions of years, or I'll see millions of hells, either one. So you look. Naraka koti means looking inside your head. Open the top of your head and look inside and you'll see Narak. Narak Koti. Million. Koti means millions. You see millions of Narak. Narak. Narak means hell. Naraka. You see millions of hellish ideas and conceptions and desires. Hell is right here. Heaven is right here. They say heaven is right here. Well, that means hell is right here too. Some people live in heaven. The Nirapiksha sadhus, Atmaram, Aptakam Atmaramata sadhus. They live in heaven. But the Tamagunis and the Bogis, they live in hell. Hell of their own creation. Hell of their own design. As Satan said, I would rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. Reign means to be the Lord, the King, the Master. I would rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. And the motto of the Vaishnava is, I would rather serve in heaven than reign in hell. Or I'll serve even if I go to hell. Wherever I go, I'll serve. Another translation, I may live in hell millions of times. I may never attain my desires. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead refuse to grant me His mercy. Nevertheless, my yearning to attain the sweetness of Sri Radha's feet will never, ever become slackened. Confirm. This reminds me of Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavat. When the Kazi ordered his henchmen to beat Haridas Thakur to death with bamboo cane, dandas, in 22 marketplaces. At that time, they were beating him. He wasn't dying by Krishna's arrangement. So then he said, even if you, at that time he said, kanda, jariya pran, and this and that. He said, even if you cut my body into hundreds and hundreds of pieces, still I'll keep chanting Hare Krishna. That's a beautiful, similar point, more in a, you can say an outlook of Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Sadhana. Vaidhi Sadhaka would take inspiration from that, or anyone of course. But it draws us to the line of Sharanagati and Nam Shraddha. Shraddha and Sharanagati, which is the basis of all bhakti, but especially of Vaidhi Bhakti. That's how it begins. Kanda kanda hai deha jaya jari pran tabu ami badane na chari hari nam. This is Adi Leela, chapter 16, verse 94, Chaitanya Bhagavat Taki Jai. The holy name should always be chanted regardless of time, place, and circumstance. Determination to continue chanting in the face of all obstacles. You've heard of Akanda Kirtan? Akanda means Akanda. Akanda means break. So Akanda means no break. Hour after hour, day after day, 24 hours a day, every day, Akanda. Akanda Kirtan. Krishna Balaram Akanda Kirtan Mandali Ki.
Jai.
Nitili the Prishta Shi Shimad Aindra Prabhu Ki. Kanda Kanda Hai Deha Jaya Jari Pran. My Pran. Tabu Ami Varane Nachari Harinam. You may cut my Deha, Kanda Kanda Deha. You may cut my body into so many pieces. And the life air may leave my body. But I will never stop. Ami Bharane, I will never give up the holy name. Even if you cut my body to pieces and the life airs exit from my body, my pran, jadi, chalega, I will never stop chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's the determination and faith and surrender of Haridas Thakur. So we see in Saraswati Pad, Prabhupada Saraswati, a similar determination here in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, not specifically to chant the holy name, but to attain the sweet lotus feet of Radharani. That's his determination. Even if I go to hell millions of times, and I never attained my desires, and even if God doesn't give me any mercy, still I'll never give up my hankering and yearning to attain the sweetness of Radha's feet. So that's the same thing. Well, this is determination, Raghunuga Bhakti, Raghunuga Sadhana, because our aim is the lotus feet of Radha, Radha Dasya. If not this life, then next life. If not next life, next life. Or if I go a few million times to hell, but even in hell I'll be chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radharani Kecharan, Radharani Kecharan. May I never forget the lotus feet of Radharani. Text 50. Nanaratna mayasthalibhir amrita modita virit yad bhutam krida kutima komalabhir amitam kunjavali manjavi nityo sarpi paraga punja makaran doger mahasundaram Sandrananda Maharasena Vivashi Kurvat Sahesham Jagat Nana Ratnamaya Stali Bir Amita Amita Modabir It Yadbutam Krida Kutima Komalabir Amitam Kunjavali Manjubi Amitam Kunjavali Manjubi Mit Yotsarpi Paraga Punja Makarando Ger Mahasundaram Sandrananda Maharasena Vivashi Kurvat Sahesham Jagat. With various unlimitedly charming jeweled altars, many wonderful transcendental sporting places, and chanting groves, air saturated with pollen of flowers and the flow of transcendental mellows, Sri Vrindavan overwhelms the entire universe along with its controller. So even the controller of the universe, Lord Vishnu, is overwhelmed by the sweetness of Vrindavan. He's amazed. His wife got up one day and left. Said, I'm going. And Vishnu said, what about my feet? Who will do my massage? He said, oh, Jai and Vijay, Sunanda, Nanda. You have so many gatekeepers, someone else can do it. This place is full of servants up here. This is Dasya Loka. Everyone's a servant up here. I'm going to Vrindavan. So what is this Vrindavan? And this is where Krishna is, dancing in a rasa dance with the gopis. I want to enter that rasa dance. So Vishnu, he was also curious and amazed by this Vrindavan. There's some pastimes I just slips my mind now how Vishnu came to Vrindavan also. Of course he's there inside, he came inside of Krishna's body. When all the demigods descended and appeared in this world, a lot of them, they took Manush Roop, all the demigods appeared when Krishna appeared here. He ordered all the demigods to take birth and assist his Leela. So they're all here in different forms. Shiva is here, Parvati, they're all here. That's in the first, in the tenth canto. So Vishnu also came. So what form did he take? He took Krishna's form. Because he's a Sarvavatari. So Vishnu entered the form of Krishna so he could see Krishna's Leelas. He could actually take part in them. Because he had Purusha Bhava. And Krishna's Purusha. So it wasn't any problem for him to enter the Purusha. But the problem with his wife, Mahishi Lakshmi Devi, his queen Lakshmi Devi, she also had some Purusha Bhav, Mahishi Bhav. And she couldn't surrender to Gopi Bhav. So she's stuck in Balvan, Lakshmivan, Balvan, even today, one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan, Lakshmivan, Balvan, she's performing austerity so she can enter Vrindavan and attain the service of Shamsundar and Rasadans. But she can't give up her svabhav, her ego of being the queen, and adopt the Gopi Bhav. So Vishnu maintained the Purusha Bhav. He entered Krishna. Then he was able to take part in the Leelas where Krishna was killing the demons. The Aishwarya Mayi Leelas. But he wasn't able to take part in the Madhurya Mayi Leelas. It was Parakiya Bhav. So he was blind to those Leelas. He was doing yoga nidra in those at that time. Vishnu is inside of Krishna during Krishna Leela. And he comes out. Vishnu, wake up. Now it's your chance to take part in the Leela. Ah, Braj Leela. Ah. Then he kills the demon. And then he feels so happy. Then he goes back in Krishna's heart and goes to sleep in Yoga Nidra. Because after that it's Vatsalya Bhav and Sakya Bhav and all the other. And Vishnu has no access there. So he has to be in Nidra. Like Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna sleeps, and then Ravana, hey, wake up, time to fight. So he wakes, ha, ha. And then Kumbhakarna fights. So in Krishna Leela, Lakshmi came, she did austerities. Well, she couldn't even take part in any Leela. She's stuck in Padmasana. Still today, locked in the asan. Longest meditator in the universe. So this is all the controllers. They're overwhelmed. Vrindavan overwhelms with these charming places. Where will you find places like this in Vishnu Loka? Wild kunjas and forests and mountain caves. This is an extraordinary place. Rajadam. Vrindavan is wonderful with limitlessly fragrant, charming, jeweled pastime courtyards, which is limitless with enchanting forest groves, which is beautiful with an eternal flood of nectar and flower pollen, and which with the nectar of intense bliss overwhelms the universe and all the demigods. Sundrananda, the condensed bliss, Maharas, overwhelms all the universe. So that's a fact. The Maharas overwhelms the whole universe. The condensed nectar that's churned and produced in the Maharas dance in Vrindavan, which is coming up next Purnima. Full moon night of the Sharad season is only 30 days away. This moon, tonight's full moon is Vajra Purnima tonight. It was actually last night. It's over already. It's over this afternoon, 4 o'clock. It's over. Now it's Pratipat. So now it's Ashwin Maina, and Shrad begins, Pinda Shrad, for 2 weeks, offering food to the ancestors. You can offer food to ants and crows and dogs. I think dogs also, no? And cows. Ants and crows, that's the main one. Cows is just a general thing we offer food to. But I know it's generally crows. And it's an amazing thing, it's at least in this India, whatever you take some food, you make some mahaprasad, you offer to Thakurji, then you take it on the roof or put it on your fence or put it on the roof of your apartment house or whatever, veranda somewhere. Within a couple of minutes, a crow will come and eat it. Out of nowhere, wherever he is, I don't know. Somehow they know that it's time to come over there. And then that intention, I read one place, it said that how that pinned offering of food or shad goes to the Pitri Loka, it goes by intention. Our intentions, because Muni Pungavanam, the power, the speed of mind, because Pitri Loka is very close to the earth, only 700 miles or something like that. 700 miles, which is pretty close. And that's all the Pitri's ancestors. So that's Yamaloka. So they're there in different positions or hells or whatever they are. So when he says the intention, the food doesn't go there, but the intention, somehow the intention is transported by the crow or the ants. So you offer to them, and your intentions, because they're in subtle bodies. The ancestors they're in Pitri Loka, they don't have a gross body where they eat puris and sabji and kachoris, but they have a subtle body, so they actually eat the intention, you know, the sankalpa. Well, this is for my ancestors, let them be liberated, let them take this mahaprasadam, let them be freed from any hellish condition, let them to attain a proper gross body so they can continue their spiritual practices or whatever. So this is what is explained, the actual technology behind pind and shrad. If your father is still alive, then you should not do pind or shrad. So all of my students who sometimes have offered food to cows or ants during this time with that intention. If you're just offering prasad to an aunt, that's another thing. But if you're sankalpa, or your sankalpa, your intention is that this is for my relatives, my father, grandfather, great-grandfather, etc., then that's an offense, and that would not be appreciated and be rejected. So don't do that. So Vrindavan overwhelms the whole controller of the universe. Text 75. Bhurbhuri vatrayesham jalam apicha jalam sakival yudruvalyo jyotsnadi jyotaradyam kaga pashumanu jadini pakshyadikani Sri Krishna Krishna eva kila danaja ripuradika radika eva Vyuyalam tena vrindavana manamam kapyastu divyanubhuti. Text 75. It is completely useless to argue with a person who considers the land of Vrindavan ordinary, the water of Vrindavan ordinary water, the trees and creepers of Vrindavan as ordinary trees and creepers, the moon rays in Vrindavan as ordinary rays, the birds and human beings in Vrindavan as ordinary birds and ordinary human beings. And one who thinks it's useless to argue with someone who thinks that Sri Krishna is simply the killer of some demons, and that Sri Radha is an ordinary worshipper. My prayer is that may Sri Vrindavan manifest some of these some transcendental realization about all these things in my heart. Divya Anubhuti, Anubhuti. Kap Yastu. Anu Mama Kap Yastu. Vrindavanam. Tena Vrindavanam Anu Mama. Anu Mama. Vrindavan Anu Mama. Kap Yastu Divyanu Anubhuti. The Anubhuti. So these are the realizations that, of course, he has. He's Tunga Vidya Sakhi. Prabodhananda Saraswati, and he's pointing our minds in the right direction by opening our hearts and minds to the actual transcendental identity of the Vrindavan, Brajadam, and everything and everything and every article and every person, entity within the precincts of this holy land of Vrindavan. Krishna's extraordinary, Radha's extraordinary. Rishbasis are extraordinary. Pilgrims are extraordinary. Immigrants to the holy Dham are extraordinary. The birds, the water. Moon rays in Vrindavan are transcendental moon rays. Transcendental moon. Transcendental sun. Suryakund, Suryapuja, Banonandini. Vrishabhanonandini, Radhe, Radhe. There's another translation we can... I'll check up. The ground in Vrindavan is only ground. The water is only water. The trees and vines are merely trees and vines. The moonlight is only moonlight. The birds, beasts, and humans are only birds, beasts, and humans. The deity of Krishna is only a deity of Krishna. The enemy of the demons, Danuja, was it? Says... Danuja Ripu. Ripu means enemy. Say Madhuripu. Ripu means enemy. Danuja. The Danavas. Those are born of the Danavas. The Danava race. Demons. The deity of Sri Radha is only a deity of Radha. Enough with this nonsense! I pray that I may be able to directly see the reality that everything in Vrindavan is spiritual and transcendental. Repeat after me, because most all of us don't really, we have not realized that the moonlight in Vrindavan is transcendental, that the moon in Vrindavan is transcendental, that the trees are transcendental, that the birds are transcendental, that all the deities are not deities. Anywhere else they may be deities, but here they're actually Sakshat Krishna and Sakshat Radha. Because everything here is transcendental. So that means that you may have a marble deity of Radha and Krishna, and may look like a deity, of marble deity of Radha and Krishna and Krishna Balaram Mandir, but this is not Prakrit Dham. This is Aprakat Dham. This is the transcendental land. So this is they're actually Radha and Krishna. Sakshat, transcendental. Because if the trees are spiritual, but it appears to us material, then that means the deities which appear to us to be material marble are also transcendental, spiritual. We see the moonlight, oh, it's a material moon, and Prabhupada Saraswati is saying no. If someone sees a deity of Krishna, did you see the deities of Radha Shyamasundar in the Krishna Mandir? No, I didn't see. I saw Radha Shyamasundar. That's what he's saying. He's saying, enough with this nonsense. This is nonsense if I think like this or I see it like this. It's a murti, it's a deity. Did you see the deities today? Weren't the deities dressed very nicely? Did you see the way the deity was, what the deity was wearing? What is this? This is nonsense. This is Radha and Krishna. Priya Priyatam. So let's repeat this prayer so we can correct our deviant mentality and hopefully get the mercy of Prabhupada Saraswati and Brinda Devi, and we'll someday attain the proper understanding that everything here is spiritual. When we understand and appreciate and can see that everything is spiritual, then everything here will see us as spiritual. And we'll become spiritual. We have to transform ourselves before we can be accepted by the higher agents of the realm of spirit. So we have to transform ourselves by transforming our mentality, our swabhava and our mentality, by sadhana, by dhyana, meditation, sadhana, thinking, praying, and sadhusanga. Then when we're transformed into spiritual entities, then we'll be accepted by the agents of the aprakrita dham. I'll be granted entrance into the spiritual realm of Vrindavan. And we'll see the real Vrindavan before us, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays in Gita Mala. I saw that my house is transformed into the spiritual world on Ekadasi. And I saw when I was in Mayapur, suddenly I saw that it was the spiritual domain. I saw the gopis and I saw Mahaprabhu, Radha Madhava and Gaura Gadadhar. So this vision is granted to one who attains the eligibility in the Adhikar. Prabhupada Saraswati is trying to give us the Adhikar. So let's repeat this prayer, everyone together. Verse 75. I pray that I may be able to,
that I may be able to
directly see,
directly see
the reality that everything in Vrindavan
and
everyone in Vrindavan
is spiritual and transcendental.
Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Text 85. Hey Vrinda Tavimatar, Ha Vrinda Kananadi Sho, Sri Radha Murliya Daro, Kim Nwa Parader Upeksha Ivaisha. Oh, Mother Vrindavan, Ha Vrindavan Kananadi Sho, Oh, Forest of Vrindavan, Oh, Sri Radha Murlidar, Oh, Lords of Vrindavan, Forest. For what offense am I being neglected? Kim aparad upekshya evaisha. Oh, my mother, why are you neglecting me? Oh, my worshipful lords, my Swami and Swamini, Swami Radha and Swami Muralidhar. You are the Adisha, the Brinda Kanana. Brinda Kanana means the forest of Vrindavan, Kanamba Kananan. The forest of Kanama trees, Brinda Kanan Adisha, or the Adisha, and we say in the Radha Kripa Kataksha, Prajadipe Shiradike Namost Adipa, Adipa Adisha. Adisha Adipa means the controller, the master, the lord of the forest. Well, I'm here in your land of Vrindavan. You're here, the forests are here, you're the lord and lady of those forest groves. Kunjeshri Radha and Kunjaraj Shyam. Kunjeshwara, Kunjeshwara Krishna, Kunjeshwari Radha. You're the lords, you're the enjoyers and controllers of those beautiful kunjas. But I'm being neglected. Why? What offense have I made? Please rectify that, remove it, and allow me to enter this Brajadham. O Mother Vrindavan, O Radha Muralidhar, O King and Queen of Vrindavan, will you neglect me? Will you neglect me because I have committed so many offenses? Those are good. That's a good grounds for neglect, because the holy name will neglect you. Namaparad, Namabhas, and Shudhanam. So if one is an aparadi, he will get kicked out of the Namhat. His membership will be voided. You may make seva aparads, and they're forgiven by Nam Prabhu. And you may make other didi aparads, are forgiven by Nam Prabhu. But if you offend the name, then what? Only Guru can forgive. Because you got the, he gave you the name, so he can forgive you. But Vrindavan is must be more merciful than the holy name. But we understand that there's nothing more merciful in this world than the holy name, Nam Avatar. But he's saying that, will you neglect me because of all of my offenses? So what is the answer? Yes or no? Maybe. We don't know. It's pending. It's only a question. We don't know the answer. You'll have to search. Better we don't make any offenses, so we don't have to be we won't be unsure then. There are 10 offenses to the holy Dham. To make business of deity worship, to think the holy Dham is material, which we're discussing, that's an offense. To think the holy Dham is part of this Maya Jagat, or to try to measure the holy Dham, or to commit offenses to the Tirth Guru, the Guru that reveals the holy Dham to you, that's an offense. And to commit offenses to the Shastras which glorify the holy Dham, that's an offense. To think that the pilgrims that are visiting here are ordinary people, and to offend them, or to mistreat them, or neglect them, that's an offense. And the residents, the Brijvasis, to disregard them or talk badly about them or hurt them in some way, that's an offense. And to commit sinful activities in the holy Dham, that's an offense. It's about most of them. They're mentioned in the Appreciating Vrindavan book. You can see. So he's saying, maybe I've committed, alright, I've committed so many offenses, but still. Will you, because I'm here, at least somehow you're letting me stay here, because it's also said that offenses performed in Vrindavan and sins committed in Vrindavan and offenses made in Vrindavan can only be forgiven by Vrindavan. He himself says that elsewhere. Sins committed by Vrindavan can only be in other places. You commit some sin, you have to do so much elaborate, you may have to take another birth for the sin of abortion or whatever. So you have to do so much prayaschitta and elaborate purification, and maybe go somewhere. If you're in Delhi, you say, oh, you have to go to this, you have to go to Tirtharaj Prayag, or you have to go to Pushkar and Kartik and bathe in the Pushkar Lake on Purnima, then you'll get free from the sin of this and that. There's all these Dharma stalis and Dharma kshetras in India, which expatiate different sins according to Shastras. You can't just sit in Delhi and you have to go to Hariki Puri or you have to go to Pushkar, Tirtharaj and bathe in the Triveni during the Kumbh Mela. Generally, you have to go somewhere. And usually people don't go, commit sins in the cities and they get purified in the holy places. Tirthayatra or do Prikama or Dandabhat Prikama, this or that. The Guru might say, go to Govardhan, do Dandabhat Prikama of Govardhan. Then now you will be free from your sin. But Vrindavan, where to go? Prayaga is here, Tirtharaj is here, Kurukshetra is here, Dharmakshetra is here, everything is here. The Paramdham Shri Vrindavan ki?
Jai.
What more? Where to go? Do or die, it's all for Rai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki Jai. Jai.